When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Thank you. I'm gonna go get in my birthday suit.
Okay.
And terrorize my neighbors.
Terrorize.
Open the door.
It's a birthday tradition.
It's my birthday.
It's a birthday.
It's my birthday. Want to see my birthday suit? Police. I go F the police. I say defund the police. I jiggle my stuff around.
There's our cold open. No context.
Oh no. Yeah.
So for people who don't know, this is an exciting week. Just want to say to you,
Tom's book is coming out.
No, it's that's just
next week.
That's a pittance compared to what's exciting about this week.
How dare you?
No, it is.
Ain't no pittance. Come on. Are you out of your goddamn
The board? Headline for this week is, no, I get a list. That's a sidebar. The headline is
a sidebar.
The headline is Klausner birthday extravaganza. And I want to say to you, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And there's a little treat coming later in the program, but we'll do that later. But we'll just have a good old fashioned fun time, and then we'll have a little treat, like a little cherry on top at the end.
What do you think about cherries as far as like fruit? Are they like your number one, or what do you think?
No, cherries would not be number one. I like, I'm just
top
like
five.
Probably not top five. I just like the guys. Wait, in the presidency of the United States of America. I like peaches.
I thought I was going to name your, what if it's like lemon, rhubarb.
I love rhubarb.
Sour crab apples.
The most sour crab apple I can find, I like, and I just go to the crab apple orchard and
I go, give me the saltiest one.
I just start rooting around the ground like a pig.
You know, it would be really like cool if someone was like, what's your favorite fruit? And you'd be like, tomatoes.
And they'd be like, well, no, tomatoes more. Yeah, it's a fruit, actually. You didn't realize that it's a fruit.
You go home and you're punching a wall. You've got a wall that says, why don't I have no friends?
You're just yelling at a tomato.
And you like every time. And so you've punched those letters.
Mm-hmm.
You've punched the sentence, why don't I have no friends, into your your friendship wall.
Why don't I go to Google? Why don't I? And it comes up, have no friends.
Uh-huh.
It auto completes literally have no friends.
You type in W and it's like, why don't I have my friend? You're like, no, I'm trying to write www.
But it's all it says. It just keeps saying it. Why don't I have no friends? Why don't I have any friends?
Why don't I have no friends?
Why don't I got no friends?
Why don't Tom got no friends?
Yeah. And you're just like, thanks, Google.
Thanks, Obama. Remember when people were saying that before the world ended?
Mm-hmm. I do. They were, people were really mad that he wore that tan suit. Remember that tan suit he wore?
I have no memory of it. I've ever seen him looked great. I remember when he wore dad jeans, he looked great. When he wore shorts, he looked great. When he was shirtless, he looked great. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a photo of him looking bad.
I liked him when he wore that time when he, the one that I didn't like is when he dressed like the Babadook when he did that one press conference.
I like that. You didn't like that?
I thought that was unpresidential.
I thought it was unprecedented for the Halloween party.
It actually wasn't. Eisenhower regularly dressed as the Babadook for the final 2 years of his presidency.
If I'm not mistaken, Mamie Eisenhower was the Babadook.
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 Duke.
Babadook
of Earl. Duke.
That'd be amazing.
Babadook.
Well, this is Double Threat. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Welcome and have a nice life. Goodbye.
That was a pretty good episode. That was a fun episode.
I think so, too. I think so. I agree. I agree to agree.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it when Obama did that very funny SNL skit where he was wearing a mask of himself. Do you remember that? It was like a Halloween party.
I do remember that.
A mask of himself, and he looked like himself. And poor Amy Poehler was doing the work of like 1,000 people.
I'm so sorry to interrupt.
It was not a good story.
Are you guys hearing like, I'm getting like some weird like feedback or something. Are you guys hearing that at all?
No.
It almost sounds like a party alarm or something.
Tom, help.
That's right. Tom,
what's happening?
It's your birthday. It's your birthday, and this is your birthday show.
It's almost over.
I'm leaving.
Happy birthday, Julie Klausner. Where's she going? She left. I think she left. Brett.
Oh, Julie. Oh, damn it.
Scared her off.
No, she fully left.
No. Come on back.
Julie, you got to come back.
Come back. What are you looking for? Come back. Sit down. Julie Klausner, it's your birthday, and this is your special birthday party extravaganza.
Stop it!
And I want to say to you that you are my friend. And I figured when it comes to my friend Julie, I could tell her how I feel about her with words, but I figured there's kind of nothing better than saying it with a song. If you would, Brett.
Wait, where does Brett? Coming up now. What's going on? You have a full glass of wine, and
it's a Manhattan in honor of you.
What is happening? Are you serious? There's a.
Happy birthday. Oh, Julie Klausner, you're the best. You make me laugh when I am low. And it's your birthday, so we light some waxy candles you can blow. Another Julie Klausner birthday. Funniest person in the game. She writes and sings and acts, she can do it all. And the rest just hang their heads in shame. See Woody A, he's out today directing movies made on Zoom. And Alec B, he's so angry, blocked us on Twitter, what a goon. Another Julie Klausner birthday. People shouting out her name. She gets a regot, which is Oscars, Tonys, Grammys, Emmys, and the Redhead Hall of Fame. I'm lucky, yes I am, to call you my great friend. You make each week a total blast. Double Threat is such fun, and you're reason number one. You are the queen of all podcasts. John Kassir, Kevin Spacey, Zappa, and Throw Mama from the Train. John Kassir, Kevin Spacey, Zappa, and Throw Mama from the Train.
This is the list.
another Julie Klausner birthday. Someday. Jimmy Jazz sleeping everywhere. Another Julie Klausner birthday. Frank Zappa diarrhea man.
Spit take. We have a spit take.
Why would you drink knowing what's coming?
I don't know what's coming.
Another Julie Klausner birthday. Another Julie Klausner birthday. Another Julie Klausner birthday. Another Julie Klausner birthday.
Oh.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
Now, this is not the end of the birthday party. This is the beginning of the birthday party.
That's insane. I spit water on my equipment.
Brett.
Yes.
Anyone in the waiting room?
What are you even talking about? Tom, you said to my face 2 days ago that you were not doing this.
I'm doing it. Well, that's why it's a surprise party, you dunce. What do you think I'm going to say? I'm doing a surprise party for you.
Yeah, but usually people don't say anything.
No. Brett, who's in the waiting room?
Oh, we've got tons of people lining up that want to say happy birthday to Julie Klausner.
Are you
tons
kidding?
Of people dropping by.
Is this like an improv area where everyone's going to pretend that they know the lyrics to my song and then I'm going to go kill myself?
No, it's
on
not.
This
no, you're
life?
Going to live. You're going to hold your head high, knowing how loved you are now.
Right,
and
let me
who?
Get a let me.
What do you
want to
get a glass? Of something?
Yeah, please okay, do. Please
go
do.
Go get a glass of something.
Okay, I'll be right back. I just did not expect
this. All right, are you ready?
I don't think I am.
You shouldn't be.
Tom, you have your book is coming out and you have a script to write this week. Are you insane?
Who's?
All right. So we've got a lot of people that are going to be dropping by to say happy birthday to Julie Klausner.
Hold on 1 sec. Are you taking those black beauties again, Tom? Because we talked about this.
No.
No more black beauties. Those are bites.
My jaw.
That's for lots of Papa and his hog gang.
Now, Brett, what were you saying?
Oh crap! Okay, well, this is embarrassing.
What's that?
Well, before we get to like the guests that are dropping by for Julie's party, I really should have talked to you guys before the show about this. I'm sorry I didn't, but apparently I don't think it's like a big deal, but apparently Double Threat has been like implicated in this ongoing criminal investigation that's going on. I don't really know all the details about it, but I was contacted earlier today by this detective and he's like, if I can just jump on the Zoom, I got a few questions for everybody. If I can just, like clear this up real quick. So if we can just like get this guy out of the way, then we can get to the
sure.
guests. So I feel legally obligated to let this guy into the Zoom.
Okay. No, that sounds like a good plan.
Okay. So here he comes. He says his name.
Yeah. Go ahead.
He says his name's Columbo. I don't know. Hi, is this Columbo?
Pardon me for interrupting anything. I know there's a big birthday going on, and there's our young lady right there. Hello, happy birthday, Julie.
Hi, Lieutenant.
Hope you don't mind me breaking in, but I'm Lieutenant Columbo, and I'm here on an important case, and I know you're a fan of mine, and you know how I operate.
I do.
Well, that's good. That's great. We'll make a good team. So you got your birthday going on, but I'm sorry I have to interrupt everything. You got a moment or two? Got to ask you some important questions.
I'm very busy. I'm very busy, Lieutenant. Can't this wait for another time?
Oh, I don't think so. This is a very criminal investigation.
That's what I told him.
You should talk to him, Julie.
Okay,
let's just get
fine.
This out of
I suppose I can spare some time for you, Lieutenant.
Well, you should. This is very important. It's your birthday, I know. And I apologize. Oh, by the way, you look beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I've warmed up to you immediately. I have all the time in the world.
You should have tried out for that movie that Nicole Kidman's doing with Lucy with that beautiful red hair of yours.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Lieutenant. How can I help you?
Well, right now I'm in the Red Velvet Lounge, as you can tell, and they allowed me, because I'm Lieutenant Columbo, to borrow their Zoom machine to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
You know, I know it's your birthday and everything. Who's taking care of that cat of yours, Mr. Jimmy Jazz?
He's in the next room, Lieutenant.
Oh, he is? Well, good, good. I was going to ask you if he's one of those weird cats that's got the six toes.
No, he's not a polydactyl, Lieutenant.
Okay, that's fine. Well, let me just ask you a question, because it's very important. I'm working on a case here. A Frank Sinatra impersonator has been murdered. He's right behind these curtains.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Frank Sinatra. We call it the case of the, let's be frank about this.
Oh, now, Lieutenant.
Now, who would want to murder a Frank Sinatra impersonator?
I can't imagine. I don't know. Who?
Well, now, I could understand it if it was an Elvis impersonator.
Sure.
Or Sinatra. No, I don't think so. Hey, I want to ask you a question. I know that you're a big Frank Zappa fan. So I brought along my album here just to ask you a question. You don't mind asking a personal question, do you? Now, do you have this album?
200 Motels? I don't. I don't have the soundtrack of 200 Motels, Lieutenant.
Well, the reason I was asking you is I know that you're a big, big fan of Frank Zappa. Well, you know, he and I are old Pisanos. We go way back to L.A., yeah. Matter of fact, I helped him name his band.
The Mothers?
Yeah, one day I went over there and Frank and the boys were messing around and they had a vacuum cleaner and a custard, frozen custard machine. They were doing something with it. And I said, what are you mothers doing? And they said, hey, we're the mothers of invention. So there you go.
That's a terrific story.
But I do want to tell you, you know these songs very well. I've got to ask your expertise on this. Let me see.
You know, I don't know that album as well as I know some of his other albums.
Well,
that's what I
want to ask you. You see, there's one album and there's one song I turned my wife on to Frank Zappa. She really digs the music, just like you.
Mrs. Columbo likes Frank Zappa?
There's this one song that she always plays, and it's called, it's called G-Spot Tornado.
Uh-huh.
And she plays it over and over and over again. And I said, Rose, you're going to wear that thing out, that record. You know, so anyway.
Oh, no!
Anyway, can you help me in solving this case? I know that you know about the Colombo and the Helter Skelter murders. I know you know
about
that.
Yeah, of course. I'm confused as what the case is and what the question is exactly that you need from me, but I'm willing to give you anything you want.
Well, just one other thing, please. Can I get your autograph?
Absolutely.
Fan. Now, I know we'll have to do this virtually. Let me see if I can find something. A little napkin. Oh, I know what. I got something right here. Just hold on. Bear with me for a minute. I know I'm not. Oh, no. That's a shopping list. Could I get you to send me an autographed picture of yourself for my own?
Absolutely.
Script?
Absolutely.
He'd
Lieutenant.
Love it. He'd love it.
Oh, Eddie, absolutely. It'd be my honor. How's your dog, Lieutenant?
Oh, dog. You like my dog? You know,
I love dogs.
You know what I named him?
His name is Dog.
You're exactly right. You're a sharp cookie.
Thank you.
I even carry a picture of him. Look at that.
Oh, that's fantastic. Look at him. Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah, always carry him close to my heart because dog's like a son to me.
Yeah. I love your relationship.
Well, that's good. Well, I need you to help me with this murder that I'm investigating.
I don't know who did it, Lieutenant. I mean, it sounds like someone killed a Frank Sinatra impersonator. Have you checked? I don't know.
You named your cat Jimmy Jazz. You must love jazz.
My cat did not murder Frank Sinatra impersonator.
We
found incriminating claw marks on his back.
Columbo. Columbo, no, Columbo,
well,
no.
I'm going to get out of your hair here, but okay. But, one other thing.
Oh, that's when it's bad news.
I like that song. It's called Scratchy Little Squatters. Scratchy Little, what's the name of that song? Scratchy Little.
Is it a Frank Zappa song?
Yeah.
I don't know. He recorded arguably too many songs, Lieutenant.
Well, he did one called Little Green Scratchy Sweaters and Lucy.
Probably.
That brought me back to thinking about you and Nicole Kidman. Hey, you would have aced that part with that beautiful red hair of yours.
Oh, thank you, Lieutenant. Maybe the sequel.
That's right. Well, I guess I better just get on out here. Enough of the chit-chat, but... Oh, one other thing. Could I ask you another question?
Sure.
You know this guy Sinatra behind us?
Yes.
The dead guy?
Yes.
Let me ask you, have you ever ridden a unicycle?
No.
Well, strange thing. He was run over by a one-wheel vehicle.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I guess Adam, do it. I'll be out of your hair. Happy birthday.
Thanks, Lieutenant.
You're a New York girl. Oh, we love you.
Love you, too.
Oh.
Good luck with that murder.
Thanks, Columbo. Thank you so much, Detective Columbo.
Appreciate it.
Wow.
Should we just leave him on the Zoom and see how that works out?
Is there
more? Is he coming back?
Yeah, he might have more questions.
Oh.
Oh, he's back. He's back. But one more thing. One more thing. Uh-huh. You know, as we're talking about this Helter Skelter murders.
Yes.
I wasn't on the force long enough to be there with the Manson murders in the original days. Because frankly, speaking of Frank again, do you know what my name is?
Frank?
You're pretty good. You're a big fan. I'm a big fan of yours, too. But I didn't get to work on the Manson murders simply because I was too young. I guess they thought I couldn't stand the gore. But, hey, I got to meet Janis Joplin. Hey, hey.
Cool.
Here you go, go. All right, I'm finally out of your hair. Thank you so much for your time. We'll be in touch, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Lieutenant.
Thank you, Detective Columbo. So look at this. On your birthday, we start with a song, and then Columbo swings by to ask you some questions.
This is the end, right?
Are you kidding?
Yes.
This is not the end. What kind of party would that be with just me singing a song and then Columbo swings by?
I think that's plenty. It's more than...
No.
That guy is... Guy's great.
Yeah. Well, Brett,
did he come with his own 200 Motels album, or did you have to send him that?
No,
he came with his own accessories. I mean, I told you I had nothing. I had no clue what was going to happen there. You know, he just reached out to me. He's like, I got a few questions I got to ask. I'm doing an investigation. So you know, I you know, felt forced to comply with that. Yeah. And you know, so
well, there's one other thing for a birthday thing, but we should probably, what should we do, Brett, schedule wise?
We should have some more people dropping in the next like 10 minutes or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I would love to get a look. I would love to get a look at that cake that Julie got today.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd love to see how that
cake.
That turned out. Yeah. For listeners at home, a special delivery showed up at Julie's door at 8 a.m. today.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thinking they'd deliver a little later than that, but 8 a.m. bright and early.
Look at that.
Wow. Would you look at that? Wow. They did a great job. Cake.
And now, Brett, that cake is, you know, Julie's dietary choices and restrictions and whatnot. She can eat that cake.
She can eat that cake. She can eat every inch of it. That is a vegan cake with the face of the great divine emblazoned on it.
I can't even tell you.
Yes.
I got this morning. I opened it and I immediately teared up.
Well, happy birthday. That's your birthday cake.
I can't even tell you.
Well, I would hope so. It'd be weird if it were my neighbors.
Yes.
My eyes teared up because I thought when my neighbor finds out about this, I'm going to be evicted again.
Again? Wait, I didn't know you got evicted in the first place. Look at that.
Look at her.
Amazing.
I love this so much. It is so great. It is the cool. Want to take a picture of this? This is so cool.
Yeah.
I love it. She is.
That's awesome.
The only thing Divine loved more than cake was her friends.
Yes. Do you want to eat a piece of cake now?
Oh my gosh, this is beautiful.
And for the listeners at home, make sure to follow us at Double Thread Pod for photos of the Divine cake, which was made by Cupcakery NYC. Check them out at cupcakerynyc.com, as well as video clips of Lieutenant Columbo dropping into the Zoom and other fun stuff from this episode. That's at Double Thread Pod on Twitter and Instagram.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Louder,
happy
louder.
Birthday, dear Julie. Happy birthday to you. Okay, maybe not our strongest performance.
We'll work on harmonizing that. Yeah.
Well, Julie, I got a message. Somebody wanted to come on the show, but they woke up and they're seriously not feeling well.
No.
your friend and my friend, Billy Eichner, wanted to come on.
What?
But he woke up seriously under the weather, and he said, please tell Julie I love her. I'm so sorry to miss the show, but I'm sick in bed, and I'm hoping it's not the Delta Burke variant. And please. That's not,
I was like, no, your story checks out. I'm like, I don't think that's really Billy. And then said, I'm like, no, that's Billy.
He said, and please tell her to make it up to her. I will send her an autographed headshot of Hannah Einbinder. So
that's there Billy. You go. Thank you.
So Billy sends his birthday wishes along, and he was seriously bummed he could not come on. Aww. He was so excited about it, and he was really bummed, disappointed.
Well, that's
so
very
we hope
sweet.
Feel better, Billy.
Feel better, Billy. And I will have you know, I texted him last night. Mm-hmm. And he is in my life, and he is in all of our lives.
That's fantastic.
He's the funniest. He's the funniest guy ever.
Guys, I'm so sorry. Before we get some more guests coming in here, Columbo has another question for us.
Okay. All right.
Is it Columbo, or is it a different Columbo?
It's the only one I know of. I mean, it's just Columbo.
Hold on. Let's see.
What? Back on again.
Columbo, did you have another question for Julie?
Well, you know, I just was curious about her experiences in New York, because, you know, being a New York girl, I think, what was your track? Where were you running most of your life in New York City? Was it 26th Street to 42nd Street?
A little bit more downtown, Lieutenant. A little bit closer to, like, Lower East Side.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Swanky. I can dig it. Fine. Like an uptown girl kind of.
Sure. Yeah, that's geographically more downtown, but mm-hmm. Yeah, uptown girl.
Okay. The hostess asked you to start your video. Oh my goodness! Here I am in the old the red velvet lounge. Well, they just took the body out, and nobody claimed him.
Yeah. Well.
Oh wow, that's a shame.
That's showbiz for you, isn't that right?
I guess so.
Oh, my wife just loved you on Difficult People.
Wow.
He never missed an episode.
Oh, that's amazing.
He was heartbroken. Heartbroken when the series ended.
Yeah, that makes, I think that makes two of us in total, actually.
Well, oh. You know what? I love your spirit, girl. Happy birthday. I know it's a
birthday. Thank you.
I know this is your 21st birthday, right?
Well, Lieutenant.
It's just,
I do declare.
It's that suave Italiano in me just wants to talk nice. You know what I'm saying?
Prego, prego.
Well, anyway, I want to say hello to your fine fellows there. Hello, Brett.
Hey, Lieutenant. How's it going?
Also, your fine co-host there. And
How are you?
Yes, sir. Tom, good to see you.
Yes, great to see you.
Well, it's hot here in L.A. tonight. Very hot. I'm just sitting here going to have a coffee. Black.
Okay.
They won't let me light up my cigar. My cousin, he had a little boy today and gave me this old cigar to smoke. I can't do it in here. It's, you know, it's against the law here in California.
Sure.
Mazel tov to your cousin.
I don't know why I ever came out here. I came out here in 1968. And it's been nothing but smog, problem, traffic, murder.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I could have been a shoe salesman like my cousin Joe. But anyway.
Well, felt the calling was to join the force.
Join the force. I like the way you said that. Yes, the force. Yeah. Matter of fact, speaking of which, I got to get my picture renewed. I'm starting to get older than my picture.
Mm-hmm.
Never happened. Did you have to get your license renewed, Julie?
I did, but I don't think I wouldn't say you look a day older than your photo right now, Lieutenant.
Well, aren't you sweet? Yeah. Here we are in real virtual world. I'm holding out pretty good. You look beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
I cannot tell you enough. You're beautiful.
You can tell me as many times as you need to tell me, Lieutenant.
Well, who was singing you a song earlier? Tell me about that.
My friend Tom was
that
singing.
That was me. I was singing.
You, Tom?
That was a tribute to Julie, yes.
I got a cousin up in Long Island looking for a good singer.
Well, you might keep looking then, because I don't know what I did with that song, but
Don't humble
Search
yourself.
Is still alive.
That's okay. But anyway, a birthday is a very important. Is this your actual birthday, Julie?
It will be in 2 hours, Columbo.
Oh, you want to pop the cork and all that?
I've already popped it, sir.
Hey, more power to you. As we say, salute.
Salute.
Yes. Salute. All right. Well, let me ask you, Brett, did you want me to come back and ask you some more questions?
Well, Columbo, if you don't mind hanging out for just a few more minutes, we have, I think we have somebody joining the call who, he's always been kind of a suspicious character, so you might have some questions for him in relation to the investigation
Maybe
you're doing.
Maybe it can help me solve the case, so let's be frank about this.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he might be on the wrong side of it. He might know somebody. I don't know. But he's always struck me as kind of a shady character.
I'm going to stay out of the way. Julie, hey, you going to get some cake?
I got some cake right here.
Oh, let's see the cake. Oh, that's better than Mama used to make, huh?
Impossible. Impossible.
Oh. All right.
Well, and Columbo, if you don't mind,
I'm
going to, because he might get spooked if he comes in and sees you in the, sees you here. So if you don't mind, I'm going to put you back in the waiting room and then I'll bring you back.
I'm not a vice cop. I'm a murderer. I'm homicide.
Sure.
Unless you kill somebody, who cares?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Dog?
Is that dog? No, I don't know. I left him out in the car. That's another law against the
law. I wish you wouldn't do that, Columbo.
That's wrong.
I know you do it. I don't like when you do it, though.
Yeah, but he's protecting my Peugeot. Mm-hmm. That's a very fair car.
Yeah.
I want him to take care of my car. If I let him out and walk around, he Simonizes the tires.
So, I guess, Brett, are you... Lieutenant, I think we might move you to the waiting room temporarily.
And then bring you back in.
Bring our next guest in. We'll bring you back in.
I want to have another cup of that nice black coffee together.
There we go.
Sure.
Great. So we'll bring you back in shortly.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Thank you, Lieutenant.
Connor saw Bruce Springsteen the other day on Broadway.
I'm pretty sure I saw Ricky Rockman at the Vons today. I was pretty thrilled.
All right. Well, then I guess it's a draw.
No, that's a coin. No, I'm going to give the advantage.
If you would
Bruce
see,
Springsteen would you, over Ricky Rockman.
Did you see Bruce Springsteen on Broadway before this?
I did not.
Would you like to?
I was not. For some reason, it did not. Speak to
it
me.
It doesn't appeal to me as a Broadway person, but I imagine if someone got you a ticket, you'd be
I'm
curious.
I'm a Broadway baby. Right? Does he just do Broadway baby?
I'm just a Broadway baby.
Yeah. How's the cake? Is
really
it good?
Is it good? Oh, yes. Okay, good. Good, good, good.
Really good. It's delicious.
Broadway. Yeah, Ricky Rockman. I'm 99% sure that was Ricky Rockman today at the Vons.
I'm 100% sure it was Ricky Rockman.
Yeah. You know what he said to me?
What?
He said, "Do you want it sliced thin or how do you want it, this cheese sliced?" And then there was
a headbanger. There's a headbanger special in aisle 3.
Yeah. There was like, Ricky, somebody just spilled some marinara sauce in aisle 9. And then he was like, he's like, "Welcome to the mopping. It's my time to mop the aisle. Someone spilled some marinara sauce and I gotta clean it up. This is exactly what I do. And I work at this Vons." And he sings into the mop and then his manager is just like, "Ricky,
stop it.
God damn it, Ricky. What are you doing? He's like, "I used to be friends with a rat."
And they're like, he's like, I don't care about Rat. I was in Rat, you idiot. I played bass in Rat, you moron.
With Mr. Television.
Yeah.
Mr. Television is my uncle.
Yeah. I was there too with Uncle Milty, the whole thing. It's over now, though. It's over.
It's over.
Now we got to run this Vons.
Now you got to clean out that actual rat.
Yeah, there's an actual rat. Yeah.
Now you got to set out traps for that actual rat.
Yeah, rat in aisle five. And he's just like, yeah.
All day. Round and round.
It's like, no, I'm. It's like, no, there's an actual rat in aisle five. It's like, yeah, no, there is a rat. I mean, I was the bass player in Rat. The whole band's not here. It's like, no, no, there's a rat loose chewing on some pasta.
The rat is running round and round.
Yeah, the rat. Yes, the rat is running round.
Oh, here we go. We just had our first guest join the waiting room here.
Second guest.
Second guest. Well, no, yeah,
first
of course.
Proper guest.
First invited guest.
Intrusion on
and actually
the
to be
party.
Honest, well, this one's kind of an intrusion. I didn't even tell this guy we were doing this. He just heard through the grapevine that we were doing a surprise party for Julie, and he was blowing up my email all week. I gotta get on this guest list. I gotta be the first one in the door.
Okay.
So here he is, formerly of T-Public, Jerry, joining the waiting.
Oh my
joining
God!
The call.
Oh no, what's happening? Really? Brett.
It's Jerry.
Jerry from T-Public.
Still in your car.
I am in my car.
Jerry, do you live in your car like Jewel?
That's where I'm writing A Night Without Armor Part 2, her poetry collection. Yeah, I just, you know.
Underrated.
Who will print your shirts now that Jerry doesn't work at T-Public anymore? Who will print your shirts?
Your tote bags.
I think something's clicking there.
Jerry, what do you love most about Julie?
Get right into it, Jer.
Let's get right into it.
What's not to love?
That's not an answer.
That sounds like a bit of a dodge. I gotta say, Jerry. Just a sense of humor. She's funny.
She's funny as hell.
There you go. Thank you.
She's beautiful. Say she's beautiful.
Yeah.
You can
all
say
those
it.
Things.
You can say it.
Thanks, Jerry.
There's no human resources Jerry. Here at Forever Dog. You're going to get fired from T-Public?
Yeah, no, you're right. You're not going to get fired. It's impossible. If it would have happened, it would have happened already.
With the shirts we were possible. Making you. What was the worst of the shirts you saw come down the pipeline from us, Jerry? Which one were you just like?
When did people actually order the ones that were the most offensive?
All of your shirts were always had sales.
They always had sales.
I mean, there's like no.
A kid at a lemonade stand could say the same thing. Yeah, we had sales today. One sale.
Sold more than others. Sure. Oh, of course. You know. But yeah,
still
no,
waiting for Tootsco. Still waiting for Tootsco to start racking up some sales.
Never quite
keep waiting on that one. That one's a long walk.
I think that was the only goose egg when I was.
It's a longer walk than the one Forrest Gump took across the U.S. of A.
Yeah,
in that movie.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, no. So. Well, I love the shirt. That was the one I would like look at, be like, come on, let's really get there, Tootsco. And it was just like, no, wasn't gonna happen.
Tootsco, of course, is our mashup of the movie Tootsie and Tuco from Breaking Bad. Tootsco, still available at tpublic.com/stores/double-threat.
Well, we tried, Jerry. What are you up to now?
Jerry, what's post T-Public life for you like?
It's pretty well. It's wild. I'm like in office now. Like I'm commuting,
fucking and sucking all the damn.
No,
day.
That's not an office, Jerry. That's not an office. That's a car.
You're in a car, Jerry. You're in the I'm same in an damn office. Car I've seen you in every time. Come on, Jerry. What you doing in your damn car, Jerry?
Little guy's down for the night, so I don't want to risk it. You know, like it's when you know waking up from a nap, it's like you can deal with it, but like if you wake up from night sleep,
but we've talked to you at all kinds of times of day, Jer.
Yeah,
it's usually nap time or sleep time.
Jerry, it's 10 p.m.
Yes.
And well, we've talked to you at 1 p.m. and 3 and you're always in that car, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lovely parking garage. You know, it really, there's a lot of cool power boxes in here and some cool pipes and stuff. So,
well, Jerry, we love it. And we appreciate you honoring Julie's birthday.
Yeah. Happy on this freaking birthday. This is
thank you, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry.
It wasn't a birthday, but now it is.
Yes.
Because you're here.
Brett.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to do this to you, Jerry, but we've been like, we're trying to throw this birthday party for Julie, but we've been implicated in this criminal investigation that's ongoing. And so there's this detective from the LAPD keeps popping on with more questions. So I'm going to bring him on now. So this is Detective Columbo coming back in the zoo.
Oh.
Lieutenant, this is I wanted to introduce you to this is Jerry. He's sort of loosely associated with Double Thread. He used to print our T-shirts.
I see you down at you. Yeah, hello, man. How are you? Yeah, all right. I can see you better. I'm just doing a little note scratching here. You know, been interviewing some murder suspects, taking care of business, as they say. So anyway, where are you at, sir? What are you? You're in your vehicle?
I am in a vehicle. That is correct.
All right. Well, that's interesting.
I'm gonna shoot you straight.
Shoot me straight. Right.
Well, I mean,
Mama doesn't like you, Jerry. It's 2 out of 2.
Mm-hmm. Well, after a bad
it doesn't appear that you're moving. You're not in a moving violation talking to me while you're in a vehicle. All right. Don't worry. I'm not that kind of cop. Well, good to see you. I just wanted to say, Julie, you are not a suspect. You're off.
Oh, what a relief.
That's a relief.
Thank God. Thank goodness I've been cleared of that.
Well, even if you are, we'd work out a deal. You can plea bargain for anything nowadays. You know that. So.
Oh.
All right. Yeah. And it's not you either, Tom.
Thank you, Lieutenant. I appreciate it.
You can relax.
It's a huge relief.
Let's see your hands. All right, you're fine. Are those really your hands or somebody else's?
No, these are my hands, all right. Lieutenant.
Brett, you up there in the top?
Yes.
You're not a suspect either.
Thank God.
It's all scratched off. And a gentleman down here, where were you driving back from, sir?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't driving back from anywhere, really. It was more, this is where I have my conversations.
Sounds like he's hiding something to me.
In the car.
You're not on the West Coast, are you?
I'm not. I am in New York.
Well, the body back here is still hot, so it wasn't you who killed the guy. I know who killed the guy.
Oh,
all right. You do?
It was another Frank Sinatra impersonator. He was jealous.
Really?
Yeah. He got the job. He had to be a waiter. He'd been working at this place all year, wanted to be Frank Sinatra. But this other guy comes in, does Frank Sinatra. It knocks him right out of position. He gets mad, puts rattlesnake juice in his drink. So,
sure. Detective Columbo, did you ever hear what Don Rickles said about when Frank Sinatra Jr. was kidnapped?
Oh, tell me. Let's see what
he said that they had kidnapped Frank Sinatra Jr., but they let him out because he started singing in the trunk.
Hey, that's a good idea. Matter of fact, speaking of singing, Julie, 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 do you love
me? Do you love me?
Julie, 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 do you care?
Come on, bring it home. Bring it home, Lieutenant.
Well, anyway, are we on TV or something here? It seemed to me like are we on some kind of a podcast or something?
Yes. Yeah, you are currently on the Double Threat podcast.
And this microphone is live?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Cousin Elio. How you doing, man? Shoot. Hey, wait. There you go. Oh, sole mio. Always wanted to do that.
I love it. That was amazing.
You talk about good. A singer.
I think your cousin just found the singer. He should have looked a little closer to home.
Yeah, you know, he's a Pisano too. All right. Enough shenanigans. We solved the murder. You got a birthday going on. And, and nothing like a young lady on her birthday. Guys, you want to treat her right, right?
Yes. Well, we're doing our best to honor our friend.
Oh, that's a gentleman for you. My wife, She doesn't like birthdays. No, don't even mention birthday around her, buddy. She'll put a knot in your lasagna. So anyway, any other questions? Anything you can answer?
Do you? Yeah, that you're the one who has the questions, Lieutenant.
No, I want to know what you know. So anyway, let's see.
Well, I don't know. I don't know nothing.
You're the fan of Columbo. I know that.
Mm-hmm. I am. Who was your least favorite of any of the murderers in any of the episodes? Who did you hate most? I don't like this guy. Who was the one that stuck in your craw the most?
You want it stuck in my craw? It was that guy. He thought he got off the hook, went on to become a Malibu doctor.
Yep.
Diagnosed as murder. That old guy. After
yep.
That's right. Dick Van Dyke.
He was a photographer, right?
That's right. You know your stuff, Julie.
You seem like you could do the lieutenant. Is there any impression you could? You just did an amazing Dick Van Dyke. Any other impression you could throw to give everybody a little treat?
I'm glad you asked. Hey, we've got a really great show for you tonight, right here on the
show. Oh, shit!
Lady Julie, and we got old Brett up there. Hey, you, Brett. Hey, and of course, we got Tom down there. Hey, sir, what was your name again?
Jerry.
Jerry. Hey, where's Dean tonight? You know what I'm saying? All right. Anyway, Johnny.
Oh, that's amazing.
That was great.
Thank you.
Brett, where are we doing? Do we have anybody?
We got some other guests that we're going to be bringing in. So it's been such a blast having Jerry and Lieutenant Columbo on. If we want to say so long to our dear friends, Jerry and Lieutenant Columbo, then we'll bring on some other guests.
I think so. Thank you both so much.
Jerry, I know you don't work there anymore, Jerry, but just tell them to do a quick search on Garfield because there's some ripoff merchandise on there.
I could imagine.
Just do a quick search.
Please, there's some.
Just do a quick search. That's all. That's all I ask. Now that I've got mine of Garfield taking a bath and a big old cup of coffee, screw everybody else. It's mine.
Well, I'll do that. I hope you have a fantastic birthday week.
Thanks, Jerry. It's great to see you.
Thank you, Jerry. We appreciate you making the time. And Lieutenant Columbo, do you want to throw out a way that people can contact you for different possible engagements?
Well, you know, it's very simple. Just remember the letters V and T. It stands for Vegas Tributes. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
VegasTributes.com.
Great. So people can hit you up over there. And
there's that word again. Shoot me and then hit me. All right, man. We're talking mafia.
We look, cleared him already.
I'm innocent. You said I'm innocent. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much, Lieutenant. Well,
I'm going to have myself a little brandy in my black coffee here at the Red Velvet Lounge.
Don't forget some chili, Lieutenant.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm wondering if there's a place. Who ever come up with the idea of chili flavored ice cream? Now, that would be really something.
That would be amazing.
I think, yeah, that was a great idea.
Well, get that at Barney's Beanery where you
see your pretty ass. Mm-hmm. Let me see your pretty ass. Come here. Let me see your ass. Let's see. Oh, look how beautiful. Beautiful.
Thanks.
Bellamita.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We seriously appreciate your time.
And just one more thing.
Oh.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay.
Thanks so much. You have a great night. Thank you. That was so much fun. Brett, the party is not over yet, though.
Oh, it's kind of just beginning, depending on how you look at things. Yeah.
So who do we have next to say hi to Julie on her birthday?
Well, this is very exciting. We have two talented writers and friends of Julie's stopping by right now. Please welcome to the party Alex Scordelis and Katie Natopoulos.
Oh, my God!
Hello!
No way.
Hi!
Happy birthday, Julie Klausner.
Alex, what's Alex and Katie both? What are nice things you love about Julie?
Oh, Katie, you start.
You know, I love that Julie is she brings people together, and like on this occasion, you know, she's someone who. She has so many different people in her life because everyone loves Julie, and you know, she is happy to bring them all into things like a Zoom call.
Mm-hmm.
I had nothing to do with this.
This is a surprise. I'd actually beat that up.
And you had everything to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Mm-hmm.
I would also like to answer that question. to answer that question for this occasion, I wrote a poem.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
And I think the poem answers the question. What do we love about Julie Klausner?
Okay.
So this poem is titled Happy Birthday, Julie Klausner. That's the title. Happy Birthday, Julie Klausner. You are another year older and wiser. Your friends think you're the greatest. You make our days much brighter. You are kind, generous, and funny. But the reason I think you're exemplary is that you love Some Kind of Monster, the Metallica documentary. You are fascinated by Lars Ulrich. And you always laugh and howl when James Hetfield gets lectured by Metallica's therapist, Phil Towell.
Phil Towell. Yes.
When the band records Saint Anger, it really makes you smile. You especially like the lyric, "My lifestyle determines my death style." When Rob Trujillo joins the band and they give him $1 million, I think, hey, Julie should join the band and they should give her $1 million. Kirk Hammett enjoys surfing. James Hetfield goes to rehab. Lars Ulrich collects Basquiat's. But Julie says the true star of the movie is Lars's Hobbit of a Dad.
Dad.
Julie, you are loved by so many people and by Jimmy Jazz the Cat. And when it comes to our friendship, unlike Lars's dad, I will never say delete that.
Oh, that was amazing.
Happy birthday, Julie Klausner.
You're the best. I love you so much, pal. You're the best
ever.
That was
awesome.
That was so great. Thank you so much. I was rewatching Some Kind of Monster.
I knew it.
And it's so great. And what is it? Is it Alien Brain? What's the one that?
Echo Brain.
Yeah. Why hasn't Echo Brain toured with, what was Kyle Gass's band from the Tenacious D documentary?
Trainwreck was.
So don't you think Echo Brain and Trainwreck would be like the best ever, like Lollapalooza 2, just those two?
Those two bands, side stage, Echo Brain, Trainwreck. Yeah.
Lars's dad emceeing, although I think he's no longer with us. Is that?
No, according to on Instagram, he is. Lars still.
Oh, thank God. So he could be like.
And yeah, he still posts photos of his dad. His dad
is
getting
smaller and smaller.
Yeah. And
the walking stick is getting shorter and shorter.
My favorite thing about Lars Ulrich's dad is he hated that ring so much. But then finally he put the ring on and then he kind of, it didn't go well when he put the ring on. And then they had to take it to that eye that looked like lady parts. Cause all the guy dressed like the wizard and the guy dressed like the elf, they're all scared of ladies, is what the Lord of the Rings is all about. The scariest thing ever, just think about it. Scariest thing ever for these guys is that the one guy wants to go and kind of put a ring on a ring. Think about the symbolism of a ring. They're like, no, we hate rings and we got to stop rings. It's just some stunted dudes stomping around dressed in Halloween costumes.
Tom Sharpley sounds like someone's got a Medium article to write.
Yeah. Well, my grilling article went over like gangbusters this week, so I'm pretty pumped. I did a pro grilling article. I was like, face facts, grilling rules.
You know how Medium tells you how long the article is? How long was your pro grilling article? What was the time?
Yeah.
A 30-minute read?
You get this. It was Medium done.
Dude, this is the first time I've ever been on a podcast with Julie Klausner. I've never.
Unbelievable.
True. Is it?
Look at that.
Unbelievable.
Not
it's
the last.
True. Julie asked me to be the first guest on How Is Your Week? And mm-hmm. you asked me to recap an episode of Harry's Law.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I half watched it and I went and I recorded the episode and I was like, I didn't really watch it. And you're like, this is not going well. And then you called me later that week and you're like, I'm going to shelve that. I got Joan Rivers instead. And I was like, okay, yes, you should go Joan Rivers.
What if you were
Rivers
like, no.
The first guest, though.
She was the second guest, the third guest. You kept telling me, like, I'm going to, like, release.
Well, I had,
So the world never got my take on Harry's Law.
Did you ever meet Joan or no? You never met
Joan. I never met Joan, no.
Oh, she would have loved you.
Oh, that's great.
Not only would she have loved you, she would have, like, possessed you. She would be like, you work for me now.
That's nice to hear.
We're going to say, Tom?
I'm going to meet her soon.
Tom's really into saying this lately. Katie, Alex, just so you know, every time someone dead comes up,
any messages you guys have, tell me now. I'll bring him her way, and then like I'll float a feather across a room will be a sign that she got the message.
And the medium will be like, do you like birds? Because I'm getting the sense that you like birds.
Now, Katie, Alex, anything you want to tell our audience about that they can do some further reading, so to speak? Where can they find you, for example, on the social media?
It's time to plug, everyone. It's time to plug your stuff.
You can find me at twitter.com/AlexCordellis. Okay. I do a lot of good jokes there. A lot of like long bits that you kind of have to like follow for a while. It's like kind of like high level stuff. Like I'm not just tweeting out the crap, you know. It's quality content here on twitter.com/@AlexCordellis. That's where you can find me.
And you can find me at medium.com/KatieNatopoulos. I write long form essays.
Alex, can I just ask, you had a bit of a celebrity sighting I saw you mentioned on
today.
I had one today also.
I had a celebrity sighting. I was sitting in my front yard and the guy who walked by my house was the autograph authenticator from Pawn Stars, and I instantly recognized him. Like it took me half a second. I'm like, that's the guy
dressed like a Quaker.
No, not the guy. He's the guy who dresses like the Quakers from the Las Vegas Museum. This guy only authenticates autographs.
Mm-hmm.
And he walks in, like they'll call him in, and he brings in an iPad. Mm-hmm. And he just looks at the autograph through an iPad and says, yeah, that's
an iPad.
That's all he does. He like threw the camera on his iPad. He'll look at it and be like, this is a live signature. He always says, this is a live signature. We have ink on paper. We have ink on paper. This is a live signature. And it'll be like Grover Cleveland's signature. And I'll be like, the autograph is at a 30 degree angle. That's how he signed it. Like, this is legit. We have live ink. It's a 30 degree angle. He's like, you've got the real deal here. And he just walked out. And I saw that guy in front of my house today, walking down the street.
That's very exciting. I cannot top that. I can come close that I saw who I believe was Ricky Rockman at Vaughn's today.
I bought a cameo from Ricky Rockman recently.
You did?
Yeah.
Was there like cornflakes behind him?
No, it ended up being a real debacle. So I bought it for my in-laws for Thanksgiving because you know we couldn't do Thanksgiving in person this past year.
And you needed to remind them that their son married a real weirdo. Hey guys, just a quick reminder that I'm a really, really cool weird girl.
It was my brother and sister-in-law, so that you know they're.
Oh, then who gives a shit? Yeah.
They're younger. I thought that they would really enjoy a cameo from Ricky Rockman saying like, "Hey Josh and Laura, sorry we can't do Thanksgiving in person. It's me, Ricky Rockman from Headbangers Ball. Have a happy Thanksgiving." But it was like kind of a little bit getting close to the deadline and he like hadn't filed the thing yet. Although like, to be fair, he filed it totally within the time period they're supposed to. But like I had told someone I worked with that I had done this and then they like tweeted about like, hey, at Ricky Rackman, I hear you're not doing your cameos or something. And like the guy was like, offended, you know, and he's like, hey, you know, I gave her a really nice one. Why is she complaining? And then I felt really rude that like I had offended Ricky in this, like, it just became a very awkward customer service relationship with Ricky Rackman that I had no intention on engaging with.
For what it's worth, he's forgotten it. Like, you know what I mean?
I never will. Mm-hmm. I know.
That cameo's a one-sided beast.
Yeah. But he, you know, he's a great, honestly, I'll tell you this. Mark McGrath does great cameos. I bought a Mark McGrath cameo for my friend who's getting divorced. He did a happy divorce cameo video for her. And he really, he played an acoustic guitar version of Fly. If you're ever in the market for a cameo, Mark McGrath really, like, he gets every penny, and it's like $80 or something.
Okay.
He's affordable, and he really, you know, it's worth it. That's...
You know who to stay away from on Cameo is John Kassir, the voice of the Crypt Keeper. Not recommended.
That's right. Now,
if you can even, get through to him.
Yeah.
And then he'll say no.
Brett, I just dropped onto your text Cameo. Can you play?
Yeah, give me 1 second.
Now, this is a cameo to, this is another one to avoid. You say, Katie, you said Mark McGrath is a bargain. This one is, you're hemorrhaging money on this one, if this is the road you go down.
Hey, Dennis, it's Vince Neil here. Hey, buddy, happy belated birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Birthday, Dennis. Happy birthday to you. All right, buddy, have fun in Philadelphia. See you soon, man. See ya.
How Vince much is Neil. That?
That's Vince Neil.
I think the scarecrow in the background did more work than he did.
Hey, buddy, it's Vince Neil, buddy, Kruger. Like, got some sinus things going on there. My favorite, he did one literally where he goes, hey, it's Vince Neil, and like he didn't even like change. Like, he could have done take two on that one, Vince. You burped in the cameo.
No second take.
Got acid reflux, I got GERD. It's kind of acid reflux, but it gets worse and becomes GERD.
That'll run you a cool $400, that Vince
Neil. No way. That's highway robbery.
$400.
Hey, Dennis, happy birthday to you.
Hey, Dennis.
Philadelphia.
Hey, Julie, it's Vince Neil. I want to say happy birthday. I heard you got Columbo came by and Kate in the top list and Alex Cordell's.
Yeah, did anyone get you a cameo? I feel like now, like, wow.
We got better. We got an impersonator.
Yeah. Hey, Julie, it's Vince Neil.
I'm hanging out with John Kassir.
Sorry, Brett. We got real Columbo to hang out with us for a long time.
Brett has spent so much money trying to get John Kassir to...
It's bankrupting me.
Respond to him.
Yeah.
Literally just respond. Yeah.
Imagine spending money on an email to someone and saying, hey, and just having the right back, no. Mm-hmm. And be like, can I have my money back? And be like, no.
And I spent more money to reply saying just like, okay, thanks. Talk to you later. I'd pay for each, message.
You know what that's called? That's a fin dom. Katie, you know about fin dom,
Yeah.
Don't you think John Kassir's a fin dom?
Yeah.
Katie, tell Brett what a fin dom is. Brett,
no.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to.
No, I love
John Kassir's a fin dom. He's like a financial dominatrix. And you're the pay pig who
gets off on like being like, mistress, I'm such a slob. Here is $1,500 on Cash App.
Yeah, that checks out. Yeah.
Hey, Brad, it's Vince Neil, Molly Crew. I just tell you, Julie and Tom told me to tell you stop spending money on John Kassir cameos. It kind of wastes the money. Blah.
Did Vince Neil die and come back to life, or was that somebody else in Motley Crue?
I think it might have been Nikki Six.
Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks.
Who was the one that got bopped on the head at the Tonys?
Brett Michaels. That from Poison.
That was not Motley Crue.
No, it was Poison. Almost got decapitated.
Yeah.
On the Tony Awards.
Yeah. The opening
he
number.
He fell off the stage, right?
No, no. He got bopped in the head. They raised, they dropped the, it wasn't a curtain. It was like a scrim. And they like,
it
got fell over backwards.
It was like storming the Bastille guillotine. It came down on him. His head is like, his feet go up. Yeah,
Brett, will you play that clip? It's a lot of fun.
Yes.
I mean, it's very upsetting. But it's not like the Twilight Zone movie or nothing. No. He still walks among. It was also weird that it was weird that John Landis directed the Tonys that year.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was like, oh, everybody stay away from Miss Saigon. The helicopter's gonna land on stage.
Yeah.
John Landis is like, yes, it is.
It's like he's doing the show and they're just like, yeah, Miss Saigon's not on Broadway anymore. He's like, they still wanna do it.
That would be a good person to replace John Cassier would be John Landis. Be like, welcome, kiddies.
Okay, this I can't wait for. How can I resist? Ain't looking for nothing but a good time. And it don't get
better.
So he's the screen's getting lowered. Oh my God. The screen gets lowered and clips.
Look, he's going to make a joke about it, Tommy.
But I just want to let the audience know. The screen gets lowered and it literally smashes him in the head because he walks into it as it's coming down. He couldn't time that better.
He falls on his back. He falls on his back.
And then NPH says what?
He's like, wow.
Gee. Amazing. Bret Michaels on the Broadway stage. His number gave headbanging a whole new meaning.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dead.
I bet they were like, hey, is there a doctor in the house? And Neil Patrick Harris was like, no, but I played one on TV.
Katie, you are doing a good impression of like every writer backstage pitching to the host. What happened to him? Did he?
Bret Michaels?
He had to go to the hospital. Yeah.
I feel like
that
he
was
actually,
like a serious thing, right?
I think he actually was. My memory now, I feel like, Tom, you seem to know more about this. I want to say he like actually had some serious injuries and like sued the production company.
He should absolutely sue the production
company. Like he had some like, you know, neck back injuries from it.
Yeah. He, it's weird. After that thing hit him, he, all of his talent leaked out of his ears and he was never the same again. He was so brilliant with Poison for so many years. And then he just lost the guy that spark. Brought us Unskinny Bop. And
is Unskinny, does that just unskinny. Mean fat? Like, what does that mean? Does that like when you gain weight? Cause I've been doing the Unskinny Bop for two and a half years.
No, those are, that's the kind of thing where it's like the,
like the quarantine dance or something.
Where it's like all of those bands, like they all have to have their Rudy Toot Toot song where it's like Aerosmith has Ragdoll, Brother's Little Cutie. Like they think it's like the, like that it's like.
The 40s.
Yeah, they think it's the 40s and no one wants it from them. But then that's Poison's like, oh, I'm skinny. Bop, bop, bop. And even Rat had one. Remember, Alex, you know the one Rat had. Rat had one, like they had a song like that.
They all yeah.
Rat had like a
have?
The Rat had like a bow, 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 kind of song. They all had those, and no one wants them. The fans don't want those. No, none of those Aerosmith fans wanted them being like, "We're talking about the Big Ten, Big Ten, Big Ten." It's like, what is this? They'd go see Leon Redbone if they wanted that. They just won't go to an Aerosmith show. They'll go see Leon Red. They got to, it's the marketplace. They can buy their own ticket. Ranked on Danny's little cutie. Hot cram, blaming in a movie.
I like in Ragdoll when he goes, when he imitates Mae West.
Yeah, come on up and see me. It's like, imagine kids.
Yeah,
imagine
that's
kids.
Rock. That's what rock is.
Yeah. We should respectfully thank our friends for coming on. Katie Natopoulos, you're amazing. Alex Gordelis, you're amazing. Thank you both for your time and generosity tonight.
Happy birthday, Julie. Thanks for
having me. Thank you for being here. This made my, I've never had a surprise party before. This rules. That's true. It's like the opposite of what Mike Nesmith says in Head, Tom.
He says, I hate surprise parties. I hate surprises. You know what? Everybody's supposed to be like, happy birthday, Mike. Have a good time, Mike. Well, I don't like it. And the same goes for Christmas. Same
for Christmas. Well, I'm not like that.
No.
I'm like Mike in lots of ways, but not in this way. This is the best. I'm having the best time of my life.
Oh.
Thank you guys so much for coming by. I love you both.
Love you, Julie. Love you, Tom.
Yeah. See you later.
Thank you, Alex.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Hey, Alex.
Yes.
Brett, hang up on Alex right after I say this, would you? Warriors suck.
Oh, God.
Hang up on him. Hang up on him. Hang up on him. Warrior. There you go. Dumb Warriors fan. Are you having fun, Julie, on your birthday?
Yes. Yes.
Well, guess what? The fun's not over yet. The fun's not over.
Oh, well, up next, I cannot believe this name in the waiting room. Calling in from the set of the New Kids in the Hall series that is shooting right now in Toronto, it's the one, the only, Scott Thompson is here.
No way. No fucking way.
Hi, happy birthday.
I miss you so much, my love. I miss you so. Do you still have the spirit gum on your? Because you did Danny Husk today.
I did. I have a little bit of spirit gum. Yeah, I do.
Oh my God! Yeah. It's my baby. It's my friend Scott. I'm so happy to see you, honey.
You too. So, hello everybody.
How are you? Thank you for doing this, Scott. This is so exciting.
Thank you so much for being. I've never had a surprise birthday party before.
Really?
Yeah.
Has it been a parade of guests?
It's been a lot of fun.
Oh, good.
But this is a very special treat. What are you drinking? What is that? Scotch?
No, it's peach kombucha.
Ooh. Mm. That sounds nerdy.
No, it would be a scotch. It's super nerdy, but it's
yeah, it's the end of a word. You're not in production tomorrow though. You can rest tomorrow, right?
I don't know, but I made it the moment I started, I am not drinking at all.
You look great. Whatever you're doing, keep doing.
Yeah, seriously.
You look so good in that photo you sent me earlier, honey. You look so good in that Danny Husk outfit. I was like, Danny can get it. Danny can drive me, the babysitter, home the long way. He can go through Winnipeg.
Yeah, it's been pretty amazing. I thought we were going to do it yesterday because I have no idea what day it is. Because, you know,
who cares?
No, that's the thing. It's perfect. I'm like in a cult, I feel wonderful. It's like I went into the closet, the Patty Hearst closet, but it worked out for me. And you know,
if you have to be closeted in any way.
Yeah, that's the closet that I thought I could make that work. I could have made that work.
She looked so slim in that beret. I swear to God, if they did a Symbionese Liberation Front diet, I would do it.
Yeah, that is the thing. When you know you're going to be on camera, that's the best diet. That's the best diet. I've dropped 15 pounds since it started. I just want them to run me into the ground. That's all I'm every day they use me and they squeeze me. There's nothing left.
And you really do believe that you don't need more than 150 calories.
Oh, totally. Absolutely. It's so fantastic. And because of pandemic, you can't get to the craft service. So you're not catered. So you don't really fall off that wagon. So it's just amazing. And the meals and the food is terrible.
The food is terrible. It's all Stockholm. It's Swedish meatballs are good. Everything else is lousy.
But you're right. You were right. It's Stockholm syndrome food.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what Sank gives to me, I love it.
It's delicious.
Yeah, I love his so sweetie good. Meatballs.
Like, oh, it's like, it's just wheat germ and tap meatballs. Water. No, it's not. It's breadcrumbs and it's succulent. I love it. Put more in my... Is that spaghetti? Sure. It's worms. Who cares? It's so good. I love you.
It's exactly. I love
you. So how many episodes is this going to be, Scott?
Eight. We're doing 8 episodes.
Oh, my God. That is thrilling.
It is incredible. And Julie wrote for us for this series. So that was really special. And you were the only one that actually was here physically because you came here before the pandemic hit. And then
because my, you know, your what's that called? Where you have to stay 100 feet away from someone. It hadn't kicked in yet.
Social distancing. No, no, no. It was just all.
That was a polite way of calling it a restraining order. That was what I meant.
Oh, gosh.
Sure.
Yeah. It's all groping, inappropriate contact.
Yeah. Everybody is like, no, you can come. It's just 6 feet, Julian. You're like, no, it's 250, actually. They're like, well, it's my social distancing. So what is one of, what were your first, if I can ask about Julie, since it's her birthday, Scott, what were you the first things you fell in love with about Julie?
Well, watching Difficult People, the first time I saw Difficult People, I fell in love with her immediately. I just couldn't believe how hilarious she was and just how she just owned the screen, you know, and just was effortless. It felt so effortless. I found that remarkable. And I just thought that was it. I fell in love. Like, there's no question, like, immediately. And so I started following her online. And I just thought, I got to meet this woman. I felt like a real affinity. And then we met when she came to see my show a year and a half ago, I guess, in New York. And I remember that she was out in the back. I didn't really know her laugh, but I knew that had to be her laugh. And And you brought food. You brought chicken.
I always bring food.
She brought chicken. I think it was like a ginger garlicky chicken or something. It was absolutely delicious. And that was it. It was instant, right? Instant.
Well, because I felt like I've known you my whole life because you guys were my only friends in high school, and I just, you know, felt a kinship to you, you know, and still do. So
that's it. It was absolutely, and you don't really meet people like that. Like, but you know, at my age, but you know what I mean? Like, I just thought, I'm not going to meet new friends, like real friends. And you,
we're new friends, but we're close friends.
Feels like we've been friends for a long time. Yeah, and in another time or whatever, but I just thought, like, as if I don't know, it's just like, I've known you forever. And, you know, and I heard, because the reason I really, it's so shallow why I wanted to track you down, because someone said, she has your poster on the wall in Difficult People, and that was it. Mm-hmm. I went, what? Mm-hmm. And that's what brought me to it.
Well, no, because because they had to do my bedroom from when I was a teenager, and it had to be, you know, correct. So I said, call the kids in the hall, make sure you get the rights, and make sure there's a poster on my wall.
And that was it. And so I was just like, oh.
And Scott was like, pulled out for another like $11,000 and see if she can, you know, keep going. Because it sounds like we got someone on the line and she's not going anywhere. So I want a new pair of, I want a new condo. No, but I got to write for these gents, which was like, I know it's a corny thing to say, but it felt like playing Session during a Beatles reunion, friends.
Well, Julie, having seen you work and watch you work and all the stuff, I've said it over and over. Nobody is funnier by line.
Yeah.
Joke by joke.
Joke by joke. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Nobody works at a higher level than you do with that. And you make it seem effortless. And I have said that over and over, because it is like a magic trick you do.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people put jokes in and they're so jokey and they're just, but you do it and it's just, it fits and it just feels like breathing when you do it. It's a true skill.
Thank you.
That's absolutely true. Like, exactly. Like, mm-hmm. like it's just conversation. And I couldn't believe, yeah, the joke ratio that I saw in Difficult People was just like through the roof.
It's insane.
I thought, how could you have a joke ratio like that and still maintain these as human beings?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's a magic trick.
That they're not just joke dispensers.
Exactly. And that's the kind of comedy that I love, and that's what the kids in the hall love. And the moment when we were looking for some other writers, the moment I said your name, everyone just said, of course. It was just like, well, of course.
Except for Mark, who I haven't met.
What?
I haven't met Mark yet.
Well, that's right. You haven't met Mark.
I haven't met. He seems like, I feel like we'd hit it off splendidly, but I don't know.
Oh, yeah. But that's right, because he wasn't here for that part of the...
No, we wrote on the phone a little bit, but yeah. I haven't met him yet. But I'm sure he's... I'll get him on my team, by golly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hope we spend many more birthdays together, Scott.
I hope so.
I miss you, and I am... I'm so happy you're my friend.
Me too. I love you, Julia. I love you and I think you're just a brilliant. You're the funniest person on the planet. Aww. And I am just so glad that I got one last good friend. Do you know what I mean? I go, okay, this is it.
Yeah.
This is the one.
Okay. Yep. And then we're going to jump into the ether together soon enough.
Absolutely.
We'll meet our
end. You know, in this.
You're the last one on the guest list for my funeral. You're the last invitation.
Absolutely. That's exactly it. I'll meet lots of acquaintances and people. I'm going to meet a lot of celebrities soon. I'm certain of it.
I know. Believe me.
I'm going to pretend how much I love them, but you're the last one in. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh,
thank you, Scott. This was so special.
Bye, Scott.
Thanks, Scott. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye. Now, Julie, I says to you, happy birthday.
I can't thank you enough. This was so great. It never happened to me before, and I love it so much, and I'm just so flattered. And a little, my cheeks are red.
Well,
at first it was embarrassment. Now it's just pure joy.
Good. You should just enjoy it. It's meant to be enjoyed.
I am. Thank you.
It's a night where everybody was so excited to be a part of it.
Thank you.
They're thrilled and we're thrilled and we all love you.
I love you more.
We love you, sir, as Clifford would say.
We love you, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Columbo and I have been emailing. I think I might give this guy a podcast. No. We're kind of buddies now.
Yeah. Exactly.
Good luck with that. Watch it become more successful than ours. Overnight.
Just one more thing. The Columbo impersonator podcast.
Just one more thing.
Didn't he say it a couple times?
Like, no, he was like, also one thing.
Oh, yeah, one thing. Yeah.
It was the get ready to meet my little friend of like.
Yes.
It's trademarked. No, he has to tell the line.
No, that's a.
Sure. That was what it was.
Yeah. Well, should we wrap it up, Brad?
Yeah. 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 Let's put a button on this party.
Okay. And we'll end it by saying to you, Julie, because we didn't do it great the first time, but we'll do it right the second time.
You don't have to.
Happy birthday to
just let Brett
Julie.
Sing. Let's just let Brett do it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Julie. Happy birthday to you. Had four Manhattans.
Oh my god.
You're on the country train to rehab.
Yeah, this show.
The Ponchuchu train.
Mm-hmm.
I looked that up, by the way. I didn't know that was a river.
Oh yeah. Biggest land bridge in the world, the Pontchartrain Bridge. Once you get in the middle of the Pontchartrain Bridge, you literally can't see land in any direction.
Because that river is so big.
Yeah, yeah, and the bridge, just like the dimensions of it, it just hits at a certain point where like it's the longest land bridge in the world, and then for a full stretch of it, you can't see land at all. You're just in the middle of the lake. It's wild. Put it on your bucket list, everybody.
You put it on your. You take a bucket and you drag it through the water. Anything comes back in that bucket, you put it in
sauce.
That sauce of
That's
yours.
That's the sauce. Yeah.
Yeah, there's shrimps, there's crabs, there's minnows, there's frogs.
Well, Julie,
this was
you
magical.
Rule.
I can't thank you enough.
You're the best.
You're the best. You're my best friends.
The happiest of birthdays to the greatest of people.
Oh, well.
All right. Well, we're gonna put a lid on this happy birthday surprise.
Thank you. This is the best. Love you both.
Awesome. We love you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
And follow us on social media and defend us when people are mean to us.
Yes. Just do all of that, and we will give you shows every week. And we'll be back next week with another episode of The Double Threat. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.